Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When You Just Can't Even... Coping with Trump Coloring Book by Marie Rivers is an adult coloring book built around political frustration and satire. Published in English, it responds directly to the emotional strain and confusion many readers associated with the Trump administration. Rather than offering political analysis or policy argument, the book uses coloring as a low-pressure coping activity, pairing humorous or activist-style slogans with illustrated pages. Its purpose is practical and limited to give readers a creative outlet that may help them de-stress, redirect anger, and briefly step outside the constant cycle of political news. The book belongs to the niche of politically themed adult coloring books, where visual expression becomes a form of commentary and emotional release. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, coloring is a coping tool for political stress. The central idea of the book is not persuasion, but relief. Marie Rivers frames the coloring pages as a response to the frustration, bewilderment, and emotional fatigue caused by the Trump era. That positioning matters because it shifts the book from a simple novelty item into a stress management tool. Coloring is repetitive, tactile, and absorbing, which makes it useful for readers who want a temporary break from political overwhelm without needing to read long explanations or debate arguments. The book acknowledges that it will not solve the underlying political problem, but it can still offer a short-term sense of calm. In that sense, the value of the book lies in its function rather than its intellectual complexity. It gives readers a structured, hands-on activity that turns agitation into focused attention, which is especially fitting for an audience looking for emotional release rather than political education. Secondly, a satirical response to the Trump administration. The book is firmly rooted in political satire, and its humor is inseparable from its message. The slogans and page themes referenced in the available descriptions, such as Empathy Not Apathy and Make America Think Again, show that the book uses wit to criticize the political atmosphere surrounding Donald Trump. This approach allows readers to process anger through irony instead of direct confrontation. Satire is effective here because it compresses a complex political reaction into a form that is easy to recognize and share. The book does not present balanced political commentary or attempt to explain the administration in detail. Instead, it reflects a specific emotional stance that makes it especially relevant to readers who already share the underlying viewpoint and want a humorous way to express it. The satire also broadens the book's use beyond private coloring, since it can function as a gift, a conversation piece, or a communal joke among like-minded readers. Thirdly, design variety through white and midnight pages. One notable feature of the book is its mix of 23 images on white backgrounds and 8 midnight images on black backgrounds. This design choice adds more than visual novelty. White background pages are the standard format for most coloring books and allow for familiar coloring techniques with pencils, markers, or crayons. The black background pages reverse the experience and create a different mood, making bright colors stand out more dramatically. That contrast gives the book a stronger aesthetic range and prevents the content from feeling repetitive. It also supports the book's emotional purpose because the darker pages can mirror the heaviness of the subject while still offering a creative outlet. For adult coloring book readers, this variety increases the sense of engagement and can appeal to people who enjoy experimenting with color contrast and visual mood. The format therefore contributes to both usability and thematic expression, making the book more than a simple collection of protest slogans. Fourthly, humor, solidarity, and giftable political expression. The book is designed to be shared, not just privately used. The description suggests that readers might color pages for themselves, give them to friends, or share them with family, which points to an important social dimension. Political coloring books often function as symbols of identity and solidarity, and this title fits that pattern. It offers a way for readers to say they are frustrated, amused, or exhausted by the same political moment without having to stage a formal argument. That makes the book especially relevant in social settings, where people want to acknowledge political tension while keeping the tone light. Because of that, the book also works as a gag gift or a humorous protest object. Its appeal is not only in the act of coloring, but in the social meaning attached to the finished pages. In this respect, it turns private frustration into a shared cultural signal that is easy to display, exchange, or discuss. Lastly, a narrow but effective niche within protest-oriented adult coloring books. This book stands out within the adult coloring category because it is narrowly focused on a specific political moment and a specific emotional response. Many coloring books aim at general relaxation, decorative art, or broad motivational themes, but this one anchors itself in a clearly partisan, time-bound context. That specificity is both a strength and a limitation. It makes the book immediately recognizable to readers who felt strongly about Trump, but less appealing to anyone seeking neutral relaxation or timeless imagery. Still, that focus is what gives the book its identity. It combines activism, humor, and a familiar self-care format in a way that is easy to understand and easy to use. For readers who want a light, artistic form of political expression, the book offers a clear and accessible option. Its distinctiveness comes from the fact that it transforms a highly charged public issue into a simple, personal activity without pretending that the activity is anything more than temporary relief. In conclusion, when you just can't even... Coping with Trump coloring book is best suited to adults who want a humorous, politically charged, and low-stakes way to respond to the Trump era. Readers drawn to satire, protest-style gifs, or stress-relief coloring books will find its purpose immediately clear. Its practical benefit is limited but real. It gives users an engaging activity that can redirect frustration into focus and produce a brief sense of calm. Its intellectual value is also straightforward, since it shows how popular culture can turn political emotion into a handmade, participatory form of expression. Compared with more generic adult coloring books, this title stands out because it is unapologetically specific. It does not hide its political stance, and it does not aim for universal appeal. Instead, it captures a distinct cultural mood through slogans, visual contrast, and a coping-oriented format. That combination makes it especially notable as a niche artifact of political frustration, humor, and creative self-regulation. If you would like to support Marie Rivers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.